News. I'm Mary Rose. Former Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map if the majority Democrats have their way.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them. So you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
President Trump is saluting the work of some 2,000 National Guard troops deployed in Washington, D.C. to confront crime in the nation's capital. Senator Eric Schmidt, a Missouri Republican, urges states like his own who have a crime problem to ask the DOJ for assistance.
You've got an administration now that wants to provide help. And you can do that even in places like Missouri, even though Democrats, you know, represent St. Louis, they represent Kansas City, they represent Chicago, they represent New York. I think if you're creative and you care about these things, you can be part of the solution. And now we've got a new U.S. attorney who, by the way, worked for me when I was AG that's coming in. And to do everything that we can.
President Trump is eyeing Chicago as the next city to launch his anti-crime plans.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A judge in Mexico says Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will stand trial over alleged cartel ties, but can await that trial outside of detention. This is SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A good news, bad news poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low. And it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, "Do you believe there is a God or gods?" which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It is very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. A congregation in East Java had a construction project underway, but it's now been shut down by the government, despite having obtained all necessary permission. This has been a long fight for the GKJW Church. This is SRN News. This comes under the category of be careful what you wish for.
As AI becomes a part of everyday life, its massive energy and water needs are coming more into focus. For example, simple AI queries require more than 20 times the energy of a Google search that doesn't use AI. Generating a 3-second video uses the same energy as turning on a light bulb for a year. But like it or not, the technology is likely here to stay. Keith Peters, Washington.
The nonprofits that manages Central Park has thrown in its support behind a proposal to end the horse-drawn carriages that really have been a fixture in the green space for more than 150 years. The Central Park Conservancy said in an August 12th letter to city officials that the popular tourist activity has an outsized impact on public safety and park infrastructure. More details at srnnews.com.